The Red Crosses works alongside a number of partner agencies, which includes the United Nations and WHO. So the latest WHO figures are that there have been 978 deaths, and that the number of cases is 18,400 mark at the moment.
Are you saying this has not changed within the past 2 days?
As it stands at the moment, it appears not to have changed. However, there is kind of circumstantial evidence that there's potential new outbreaks in different areas where they hadn't been seen before in Zimbabwe.
Could you tell us more about these new outbreaks?
Well, they're mainly, the details are still unclear at the moment, but they're mainly in urban areas where either housing is very closely packed together and there is a lack of either sewage or waste removal systems and a lack of clean water.
The state-run Herald newspaper reports today that cholera cases are on the decline, quoting the WHO. Is this really what you're seeing on the ground?
In some areas, for example, the Médecins Sans Frontières have given figures that in one of their cholera treatment centres, that figures have gone down. However, that is one instance, and I wouldn't want people to get complacent. Yes, obviously it's fantastic news if numbers are going down in some areas, but if there are new outbreaks in other areas, then there is still plenty of work to be done.